We're speaking today with Representative Martin Heinrich. He's running for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. We'll be talking about two of his initiatives, getting a national monument in southern New Mexico, which would protect the Organ Mountains, and some legislation called the Password Protection Act. Representative Heinrich, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. We're going to get to those two issues in just a moment. Before we do, the economy, of course, considered to be the top issue in this election, and the president has been very frustrated that much of his American Jobs Act was blocked in the House. Where are we on legislation to help spur the economy?
Well, we've been able to move forward on a few discrete measures, but in my view, not nearly enough. And I would have liked to have seen the president's overall comprehensive bill brought up in front of the House to help create jobs and get the economy moving. And I think one of the other things that we could be doing right now is passing the Senate version of the highway bill. I mean, it's been far too long since we've had a highway bill. We could be putting hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people to work if we could get one passed. And it's time for us to put partisanship aside and get that done.
Okay, thank you so much for addressing that. I want to talk about your request for a national monument in southern New Mexico. This, as you know, generating a lot of interest. And I want to give you a chance to talk about your approach in requesting this national monument and how you believe that differs from some other approaches, including Representative Steve Pierce, who's proposed some different ideas in regard to this.
Well, I'm very excited about this effort, and we've been in contact with numerous different community groups and local elected officials who've been supporting the monument proposal. And I think the big thing to remember in terms of the difference between the citizen initiative that I support and Representative Pierce's efforts is his would only protect the organs. The citizen initiative also protects those mountain ranges to the west of the Rio Grande. And when you talk to sportsmen groups and other conservation organizations in Doñana County, they talk again and again about the importance of those ranges to the west of the Rio Grande as well.
Okay. And another issue, in fact, we've covered this over the last couple of weeks here on our radio station, also on our website, krwg.org, and that is a piece of legislation that you are co-sponsoring called the Password Protection Act. Tell me what this is and how it became part of your legislative initiative.
Absolutely. And to be clear, I mean, this is an initiative that we really have spearheaded in the House with Congressman Perlmutter. We're the original authors of the legislation in the House. And it brings us up to date and makes sure that our privacy laws and the line between what's public and what's private catches up with the changing technological landscape that we live in today.
Okay, and how does it work?
Basically, what it says is what's public is public and what's private is private. And an employer cannot ask you or compel you to give over your private passwords to electronic accounts. They're more than welcome to go on the websites that are public or any other source of public information as part of the vetting process for whether or not to hire you. But what you can't do is ask someone to turn over their private passwords and then go snooping around within your social media accounts. It really is at that point an invasion of privacy. It would be like going through your mail, going through your email, or even listening to your cell phone calls.
Okay, Representative Martin Heinrich spending a few minutes with us today. We certainly hope to have you back for a half-hour conversation in the weeks ahead. Thank you for being here.
I look forward to coming back, and thanks so much to your listeners.